Record.
We are recording.
3, 2, 1. Give me your gratitude.
Woo, I am so grateful for waking up this morning.
Dad, I'm grateful for that. Yeah. What else are you grateful for?
Just that it's... I'm grateful for that Saturday sport meeting, actually.
That did it for me today.
That was crushing actually it. Did it I for jumped me. Right to the good stuff. I'm grateful for everything, but wow, that was a great meeting. I just love hearing how awesome people are doing.
I'm grateful that we're doing this.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for the water today that I was able to drink. I'm grateful for the smoothie that I already had. I'm grateful for the wonderful tangerines that we've had lately.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grateful for this amazing connection. I'm grateful for everybody at Plantspiration. I'm grateful for everybody listening to us. You know what? I'm grateful that we made it to episode 13. John, take it away.
Can you believe that?
Woo!
We're John and Stephanie Ignoffo, and welcome to another edition of Plantspiration Unplugged. We created Plantspiration to help people prevent reverse disease while saving some animals and the planet at the same time.
I love that. People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family and reversing a slew of our own chronic diseases. Today, people know us all over the world for reaching and teaching everyone how to get healthy. It seems to be the one thing people don't know how to do, but they're getting really good at it over here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I want to remind you to like, subscribe, and share, because we're here to teach people how to get healthy, too. Thank you so much for coming back. Right. I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you and welcome.
Woo, we finally made it in here.
I'm telling you, it's, wow.
We ran our errands first to get that out of the way this time. Exactly. We were like, you know what? Now we're going to try to move that around a little bit.
That's great.
We're crushing
always
it.
Always changing, you know, making it, trying to find a best fit.
How was your week? I first want to know. Everybody, I hope you had a great week.
Yeah.
I hope your week is going good, whatever day you're listening to this. For us, it's the weekend.
Yeah, most certainly.
And how was your week, by the way?
It was good. It was good. A lot of work. I mean, I work with my son, and we crush it in a machine shop, so it's always awesome. It was good because it was a chill week. It wasn't too crazy. A little bit of, you know, oh, we need this cutters or we need something in an emergency, but
what are cutters?
Just to cut the metal.
What does that mean?
Cutting the. I work at a spring company, so after you make a spring, all the round, whatever the shape may be, you got to cut the metal that it's coming off of the coil. It's either round or flat material, whatever.
So the cutters break.
Cutter, yeah,
all day long.
Because
the machines are just like, the show, like how it's made.
Yes, I mean, when you're making, you know, 900 in a minute of these little springs, or, you know, 20 in a minute of some bigger thing, no matter what you're making, you got to cut it off of the coil. So the cutters get dull.
When I think of you at work, I think of how it's made.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly.
And that's where you're in there and just making sure all this stuff gets fixed. But you're taking care of a lot more than that at work.
Oh, yeah.
Than that.
Yeah.
But it must, is it nice working with him? Because that's got to be hard. When I think of, I mean, nobody, is it work?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we enjoy what we're doing. So, of course, it's work. Because if you're getting up and leaving the house and going somewhere, or getting up and going to a different room in the house to do your work, whatever, it's work is work. But we have a great time at it.
And
it's fun creating and building and making things. So.
And it feels good to hear everybody tell you what a great kid he is.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's not a kid anymore. No. I can't say that. I mean, our oldest is 30.
Yeah, I know. But
it's not a kid.
No.
But
they'll always be our kids, so you know how that goes.
I love how everybody says, I thought it was John.
Yeah.
I thought, you know. He answered.
I'm like, no, he's taller than me. What are you doing?
I know, exactly. What a week it was.
Yeah, how was your week? Yeah.
I said I had a week off, but that was actually just a week off of class. So when I take that week off of class, it's like hammer downtime. I'm working 10 times more just to get organized.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be organized, Karen.
Every single time. Well, it is true. The bigger this gets, the more organized I have to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm constantly learning from it. You know, and we're learning from this.
Yeah.
Which got me off track of how my week was. My week was awesome. I got so much done, especially yesterday. Like, I must have spent like 5:30 office hours are on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going, because that's my peak.
Yeah.
I wake up excited, and I'm, you know, I wake up full of energy.
I know. Is it, what do you call it? The bed desk or bed office or
That's my office bed. I have everything laid out. I've got my bed desk, my IKEA bed desk or whatever that is. And I'm, this is when I'm like, yeah, I got a great idea.
That's supposed to be for breakfast in bed, that tray thing that sets over.
No, that is my desk. Well, it's just, there's no interruptions up there. It is, you know, because our house is open, it's an open layout. So it's hard to be in the zone when you're hearing and seeing everything going on. So I like to be up in there so I can kind of focus a little bit on my work because everything I see, everywhere I look, everything I see, people don't know how to get healthy, John.
I know. What is up with that, man?
People do not know how to get healthy.
But everybody's got the information.
Oh, man. Jeez. It's just that...
It's too much information.
It's
half of it's wrong. Partially right. I mean, there's so much coming at people on the internet. It's just maddening.
It's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that shoot off information that don't know what they're talking about. Like, that always shocks me. Like
doctors?
Well, you are not wrong. You are not wrong. There is a lot of doctors out there talking about misinformation, telling people. Okay, hold on. I also want to tell you about something I saw this week that just freaked me out. Some guy went to the doctor. And he had yellow, like, pus under his skin everywhere.
Oh, whoa.
Did I not send this to you?
Not while I'm drinking tea.
Just hold on. He had yellow, like, marbling under his skin, yellow pus under his skin. Guess what it was? The carnivore diet.
Nuh-uh.
It was cholesterol building up. It's like the cholesterol just building up and building. His cholesterol was something like 1,000.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I you know me, how I scathed over the information. But I was so shocked. I was like, you know, and then I see this lady on the internet. She's like, my kid is sleeping better because I'm giving him a stick of butter. You know, when I did a test. Yeah, people think that this is
sleeping better. Yeah, you clogged his arteries so much he's passed out.
Somebody said, like, what is this? Or somebody sent that to me and said, what is this? Or what are people doing? And I said, well, they see the information. And honestly, let's be real. We were part of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this and somebody's doing this. So
yeah, well, even before, I knew eating a stick of butter isn't good for you.
That's kind of common sense.
Ew.
That does seem like common sense.
Yeah.
So,
but you could put it all over your pancakes.
I mean, I don't know what the scientific reason is behind why the baby's sleeping better, but I've got a slight idea with what we've learned with nutrition and
I know why.
Viscosity.
Well, yeah, that and all the what is in
cholesterol
in the but the animal milk that makes the baby come back. Yeah, there's actually morphine in it.
And the butter. Is it in the butter?
The kids sleeping. It's in dairy. It's in everything.
You know, there are studies that show that there is lesions in the arteries of unborn babies. Mm. And we see the effects of cholesterol and streaking in the arteries from animal proteins and the high fat diets. And we're seeing kids younger and younger getting fatty liver disease. You know why I know that?
Wow. Yeah, why do you know
that? Because people are coming to me with kids that have fatty liver disease and... It's nobody's fault. You know, the first thing I tell these parents is it's not your fault. I mean, doctors are not taught nutrition or how to get down to the root cause of disease. We're in a sick care system is what it is.
Yeah, well, that is what it is, isn't it?
We're in a sick care system. And when we get off of this Saturday support group here at Plantspiration, it really puts things into perspective. And I don't think people... understand that lifestyle medicine is another health model.
Right.
You know, when I took all these courses and I take all these classes, you know, they're like, this is the future of medicine. But I always was like, this is kind of what we've known, but it's been pushed down because of money and marketing and commercials and pharmaceutical. And the industry is it's a sick care system. And we see everybody talking about it right now. You know, there's new political things going on, and we see a lot of that. You know, they're making health changes. I cannot get over the amount of people that are talking about it, and they're aware that we want to get healthy, because if we look at the industry and how much money goes into health and wellness, it is staggering. It's staggering. But the minute you bring up, like, getting healthy to people and that animal is causing the disease, and this we're talking about lifestyle medicine gets to the root cause of disease.
Yeah. So it's hard to hear.
Do you feel tired?
It's hard to hear.
Hold on. I want to check. Do you feel tired? Do you want to take a drink of water?
I'm going to get a drink of tea here.
Let's do that. I just want to make sure that people understand the difference between the sick care system. I'm sorry, the current health model.
Yeah.
versus lifestyle medicine.
Yeah.
Which is what we do here.
Mm-hmm. This is way different. This is not... This is about life.
But Stephanie, you're not a doctor. You're not a dietitian. You're not a nutritionist. How could you know all this? Because lifestyle medicine is a different approach. When your doctor tells you, you need to change your diet and lifestyle, what do you do? Yeah. I know what I did. I got in the car and I cried all the way home.
Well, yeah. And then you try to look how.
Do you remember that?
How? How do you do it?
How many times?
Every damn time.
I would go to the doctor. They would say, you need to lose weight. You should lose weight. You know, you need to make diet and lifestyle changes. How?
There's no suggestion or here, go see this person, see this. That's all they did.
And I've been on every single diet that you could imagine. And they're really suggesting people do the Mediterranean or even the keto, which I'm certified in, or I took the courses in keto.
Right.
And it's one of the worst things that you could do.
I'm telling you.
But then people get upset, like, well, my doctor told me to do it. And then they stand in that, like, my doctor told me to do it. So I'm up, you know,
Told me to do it. Well, so, you know, there's like a tone to it. Like we can't, like, doctors know everything, and it's scary.
This is one of our biggest obstacles.
Yeah, it is.
But boy, was that powerful today. So on Saturday mornings, for anybody new coming in, and thank you for listening, Saturday mornings is where everybody in the Plantspiration community gets together. And I mean, that new person today, what she just said, oh, if you're listening, we love that. Because we love for people to hear exactly what we've put such a passion into. Mm-hmm. What did she say?
She said, well... This is just amazing. There is nothing like this. This is unique. Our support system that we have at Plantspiration, there's nothing like it. She's been in this group and that group and all these groups and different things and really trying to find.
She said that. Yeah, she was like, I've been in all these different
memberships.
I'm trying
to be more than, like, everywhere, all these groups, you're just like, you're reduced to a chat.
I couldn't believe that because we're not in.
We're like direct interaction with people that are doing it. We're doing it with you. We're all doing it together, and we're all going to get through everything together. That is what works.
So that is lifestyle medicine, actually. Support and community is a big part of it. And this is lifestyle medicine is based on evidence, you know, all the way back from the blue zones and stuff like that we're talking. We know that people that have a support system and they're surrounded by that do the best. You know, we know that people who exercise live the longest. We know that people who eat plant-based, you know, have the least amount of disease and live the longest. We know that people who get the best sleep actually improve life, quality of life, you know.
And of course, you're going to do better avoiding risky substances.
That's
part of it, too.
You know, not avoiding risky substances is a part, of course, and making sure you're practicing stress management.
Yeah.
These are, we know, see what I mean? See what I mean?
I mean, it's evidence. We know.
We know that practicing stress management is a part of living longer, healthier lives. So lifestyle medicine actually brings each of those pillars into play. And that's what I learned how to do, is to coach people on all of those pillars, on all of those levels to make the behavior change, because we know that these are the things that help us get healthier. How many of you guys know right now who's listening? I mean, just think about it. How many of you guys know, well, if I get better sleep, I'd probably do better. If I ate better, I'd do better. If I'd exercise more, I'd do better. Mm-hmm. It would be great if I had people supporting my lifestyle that's healthy. That would be better.
And if I, you know, hung out with other people that are doing it, that would
be great. That would be even better. You know what that sounds like?
Inspiration.
Bingo. Like, that's just, well, and we did it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was so like, hey, people don't know how to get healthy. People don't know how to get healthy. And I keep seeing it all over the internet. You know,
but we did something different. You learned it. We got all this information, but we put it into action.
That's the difference.
You
right
know,
there.
We're doing it now. We're you know, you're coaching and teaching people this stuff, and it's all about, like, more than food, you know, the sleep, the exercise, the managing stress, everything. We're doing it and crushing it. People are loving it. There's no place like this.
Why do you think everybody's doing so good here?
Because we are doing it. Because we are doing the action.
The action together. Phase of lifestyle medicine. Yeah. We're not just talking about it. And we heard right here this morning, actually.
Or just telling you how, hey, you need to do this and this and this.
And by the way, I love being in here and I love breaking this down and I love talking about it. That's why we started it. Mm-hmm. You know, we realized we didn't just want to talk to a certain section of people. I want to talk to everybody.
Everybody.
Because we've been on the other side, okay? I don't know a lot of people that were born vegan. Right away, we go to the doctor and they're like, you should give the baby milk once they're one. You know, like, right away, somebody's telling us. When we found out about this, I was shocked. Shocked, 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 blown away. And to this day, 13 years later, I'm still shocked when I listen to somebody say that they're going into dialysis with oranges and they're getting bitched at.
Yeah.
But not the people eating the McDonald's.
Oh, man.
Take a minute to take that in, everybody. That's the sick care current health model that we're in. The current health model.
That is just messed up.
The sick care model. Hold on, I've got some notes so I don't lose track.
This little chart you got
the current health model, sick care versus lifestyle medicine, true health care. The sick care model manages diseases. The lifestyle medicine model prevents and reverses diseases.
Boom. So they're just kind of like, here's some medicine so your symptoms don't bother you
so much. Well, that's what I lived. My whole life was going to doctors. And I would get the prescription for whatever. And I would say, what does this do? And what are the side effects? And what are this? Yeah. I always was a little more concerned about what were the side effects. Well, I would get side effects and stuff.
Yeah. The littlest thing, you would definitely feel it. So I always looked over the side effects and be like, I don't think, I'm not even going to get this prescription for
Explain
you.
Explain that a little bit to everybody listening right now. Now, this is 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. But from the doctor with, here's a paper, when they used to write them out and I would look at it and like, what's this? Let me look it up. And most you find just the side effects are terrible.
Why do we ignore those though? Because everybody
risk of stroke and hypertension and this and that. And you shouldn't take it of this and that. I was like, holy cow.
I mean, listen to the designer drug commercials they got going on now. People are dancing around, singing about how they
people
got
are
diarrhea.
Dancing around and talking
about they're getting side effects of cancer, possible stroke, choking, eyeballs going blind. I mean, listen to those commercials. Doesn't that bother people?
Man, I'm telling you.
I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm unplugged today. Like, doesn't that bother?
I don't know. Yeah, I would imagine. I back it up. I will pause on a commercial.
We pause and back it up.
Look at the fine print here. Look at this. You're going to get some involuntary motor function, some kind of movements or something that are going to be permanent you could get.
Doesn't that bother people?
Like,
I would question that.
I would rather have a rash on my skin or something because that's what the medicine was about.
I would rather
not have
the rash and I would rather do something about it.
In between that or taking the medicine where you're going to possibly die, how about let's look at other things. Let's look at the food, the mood.
Well, like I was saying, the sick care model manages diseases with pills and surgeries. The lifestyle model prevents and reverses disease with food, movement, sleep. There it is. But then
that's
again,
what we're doing.
So like I said earlier, we all know and we're all listening and everybody listening, I know knows if I eat better, I'm going to feel better.
Yeah, that's like basic.
But then we've got these things that hold us back. Cultural conditioning, society, self-sabotaging, cognitive dissonance, helplessness. I should probably get into that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Some of the stuff that I talk about. I will. But what we're seeing over here from people is we're not just treating symptoms, okay? We're treating the cause. We're addressing the root cause and healing the body naturally. And that's not something that we're talking enough about. And people don't know how to make that happen. And that's where I feel so empathetic to it. We all do.
Right. I mean, we didn't know either.
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, when you would leave the doctor, you need to lose weight.
I would cry. I would call him up on the phone crying, and I would be sniffling, and I'd just be like, I just don't know what to do. I'm so upset. I've tried everything. Terrible. I'm counting points. I'm doing keto. My cholesterol's going up.
Numbers are getting worse. I'm getting worse. While I'm trying to get better.
While I'm trying to get better. And that's what everybody's doing. So it gets overwhelming. And then people just don't know how to get healthy, because for goodness sakes, I just told you, we're getting bitched at. Sorry, but for eating fruit.
Yeah.
When that's the lack, that's the, you know, we talked about, jeez, I'm just, you guys, I'm just a girl who wants to tell the world that there's something we can do, mm-hmm. but we need to learn how to do it. And most of us don't know how to get healthy. We hear the word healthy. We talk about healthy. Everybody's spewing healthy. People have so much to say about getting healthy, but they're still not healthy.
Who's doing it?
Yeah, they're not doing it. Everybody gets unconfused here, and that's why I'm so like, we mm-hmm. got to get out there and we got to talk about this more, because no wonder everybody's so successful. No wonder everybody's getting this down. I mean, I thought it was just because I was teaching everybody so good and coaching everybody so good, but then I hear this gal today say, there's nothing like this.
Yeah, that was awesome, because we're not out there yet. We're not in other groups. I have no idea what other groups are like. We're just doing what feels right. We're just sharing information. We're helping people out. I mean, your coaching is like amazing, because people are like,
I'm pretty good at my coaching.
Because they're doing great, and they're like, I've never had this much success in my life. So
there's a lot of that going on. You're crushing it. Well, right, it's here, because I can empathize. We've been there. Mm-hmm. We've done that. Mm-hmm. I've been waving around my prescription, you know, side effects, and going, I'm not, there's so much information out there. I want people to know, not only do you know what helps you get healthy, mm-hmm. now we got to break through some of that stuff that stops you from getting healthy. And that is lack of nutrition education. And mm-hmm. that's missing. I heard something today and that's what started it. I was like, I'm fired up. I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. You know, they're talking about kids going to school parents not having, the time. And then it's a sugary cereal. And then, you know, the kid has behavior problems. And uh-huh.
They're not getting the right nutrition.
Well, then they're at lunch at school getting some crap food. Yep. The dairy industry is pushing that into the schools. The pharmaceutical company is pushing pills onto doctors they should treat them. You know, think about that.
They have a big hand in what doctors are being taught. So,
and how do we know this, John?
How do we know it from education? Because
people might say, well, where do they get their information from other than reading books and going on the internet? Inside joke? Somebody said that one time.
I know.
Somebody said that one time. Other than reading books and going on the internet, where do you get your information? That's from resources?
Yeah,
studies?
Exactly. Studying.
The conferences that we go to, it's incredibly...
It's eye-opening seeing how much the doctors don't know.
Because we're in a room full of all doctors going mm-hmm. to this, nutrition conference, and we're always... Not only do we get to hear all the doctors talk about mm-hmm.
All the speakers, you mean, talking?
They all come out and say what right away.
Research and everything.
But what's the first thing all these amazing doctors all over the world?
Which part? Plant-based is where it's at.
But that's not what they were taught in medical
school. No. They're taught, they talk about, we weren't taught any of this in medical school. We didn't learn anything.
We were taught how to manage diseases, they say. Mm-hmm. We were taught how to prescribe pills and surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught how to control symptoms.
That's
we were
terrible.
Not taught how to prevent, reverse, heal the body with food. So mm-hmm. these doctors come in, and they're in there talking to all these other doctors and saying, what you learned was wrong.
And then they're like, their mind's just blown. Really? I mean, they're learning really what's going on, and like, holy cow, why weren't we taught this?
I want to talk about this all the time, because I wake up and I think about the doctors that stand up at the microphone and say, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Maybe. I don't know.
Say it.
Just wondering where they get their cholesterol.
There's that.
I've heard that, but tell me there's
the biggest impact
things.
Of the biggest questions I hear from doctors is when they get up to the microphone and they say, I'm afraid to tell my patients this information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm worried about losing patients.
Do you, we want to, okay, so you heard this morning in the support group when basically my job is to help people make informed medical decisions.
Sure. Sure.
This is exactly why.
Yeah.
Because your doctor is usually, and I'm not ripping on doctors, like they go into this, they're here to help, they're here to do this stuff. They just don't know, and then they get to this point where they think they know so much that they're not willing to learn the latest research, and you can actually prevent and reverse a lot of these diseases. A lot. A lot. A lot.
A lot.
And they're afraid to tell you because A, they're not doing it. B, they didn't learn it. And C, they don't know how to teach it to you because it is a lot of information that goes against what they've been taught. So they're just like, I don't know.
And once they learn, even though they're like, yeah, they're hopped up, they don't have time to teach each patient, like, you know, to go through it. And
then there's these doctors get into lifestyle medicine. You know, so not only are they a doctor and they went through the med school, they do all that, then they get into the lifestyle medicine, the new health model, you know, and that's why they're building up this lifestyle medicine coaching.
Right. Because they're seeing where it's going, where healthy is where it's really coaching.
All lifestyle medicine doctors who know me, refer people here.
I know, it's awesome.
Because of the support system on top of the coaching to all of those pillars. So a lot of people really don't understand the breakdown of that. And I thought maybe this would be a good... Well, I'm just saying that is the breakdown of lifestyle medicine. I coach on stress management, sleep, of course, food. We have a whole day of Plantspiration about food. Wednesday's all about nutrition education, making sure people are getting sleep, exercise, and support. Community support is huge.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time. That's I didn't know how important it was, but that's what a lot of people are saying. It was, if it wasn't for the group and the support of everybody, it's amazing. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
And we really did this instinctively because we did it as a family. And we looked back and we realized, wow, we really had everybody to lean into this and to do this. And it just felt right when we wanted to start sharing it with everybody. We wanted to be supportive and sharing. And it's just, and we're still regular people living regular lives going every day now. We can't wait to share with more people that we can get healthy. There is something you can do. And it's unfortunate. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Take a drinky.
I did. It went down the other pipe.
Hold on. We'll both take a drink. What? What did that mean?
I don't know.
That didn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. I was all into my like rant.
Anyways, people are just crushing it here. And that's all we want to do is help more and more and more and more and more and more.
And we've made it affordable. We don't talk about that enough. But since it's like the time of the year where my CPA or my CFO or they're all telling me, wow, Stephanie, you're doing it.
Definitely.
We're bringing it in.
I mean, you're doing it for sure. People are just crushing it.
All from my phone.
You started this on your phone.
Well, I always bring that up because I want people to understand all of these things I've done, all of these moves, this growth mindset that I'm constantly talking about and moving towards. This is why I'm out here talking about it. You can do this. If I can do this and make these steps and, you know, find the wins and everything that you do, that's why I'm so good at what I do, because I understand what it feels like to not have hope, to self-sabotage, to feel helpless, to be afraid to change, to cognitive dissonance. We understand what all that is. So it's been really easy to connect with people on those levels.
Totally, totally. I mean, everybody is...
Does that make sense? I'm just like ripping through.
It does. No, no. I mean, you're helping people understand. Because so many people come in and like, and they're on it. They're like, you know all this information.
That's, I love when I hear that. I'm plant-based pro, they say. Yeah, I know
all the information. I've listened to all the doctors.
There's a lot.
I have it all, but I just can't do it.
There's a lot of people listening to the podcast because, well, we know we gained over 1,400 followers now.
Right, right.
And a lot of them are plant-based pros.
Yeah.
But that is exactly what's in the group.
Yeah.
Everybody. I don't think I have one person that has not.
That has been like, I don't know anything at all about plant-based. I'm just here to learn.
I've never had a newbie Yeah, I've had a couple people, but
couple.
I'm talking
rarely.
0.5% of the membership is a new person whose doctor said you need to make diet and lifestyle changes, and they've never been plant-based, but they go into it right away. But 99.5% are plant-based experts. They've been through all the groups. They've been through all these different things.
Like, they know all the right answers.
They know it all. They do know all the right answers. But we've really, because we're living a busy life, because we're, I think what and, we're hearing from people.
I'm mostly talking about the food aspect, because a lot of them come in thinking it's just the food. Like, that's the recipes. Mindset. I have all this information. Yeah, I just need some recipes, and that'll really...
They get disappointed when I say, there's no recipes in the portal.
Yeah, it's not.
What?
It's not like that.
There's a reason.
You need way more than recipes.
You need a mindset.
Yeah.
You need to break the cognitive dissonance. You need to improve your self-worth.
Yeah.
You need to not be helpless with all the tools that you have, and you're going to put them into action here, and you're going to get supported.
Yeah,
and you're gonna get pumped, because no one knows how to get healthy. Even with all the good information, it gets overwhelming, and people don't know how to break it down.
Yeah,
but our Eat Your Plants Off classes. Have you been hearing?
That's what you did on your week off. You crushed it.
We've got a whole new curriculum.
I mean, you're just building this curriculum. Give me a high five.
I almost want to go through, like, what is coming. Should I break it out? The classes are great. So next week we've got, and we haven't had a chance to talk about this. I've been over here like a mad scientist.
I know. I think I picked
that's
out
me typing.
I think I picked out a question that'll lead us to next week's class.
Oh, really?
I think so.
We've just finished, almost finishing up our first series, basically, or our first section, I would say, when it was like the foundation of lifestyle of whole food plant-based. And now we're getting into food as medicine, which is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, I got people giving kids a stick of butter.
Yikes.
This damages arteries.
Then I saw, people
hold on.
Butter in their coffee and
this
all this crazy
damages
stuff.
Arteries.
Oh my gosh.
Pause a second. It damages arteries. I'm not just... The research is there, but just take that in a minute. It damages arteries.
It does. I mean...
And it clogs it, and it causes problems. We weren't meant to eat that kind of stuff, and I didn't know either. But anyway, totally. I'll teach you how to still make good food, get good sleep.
Definitely. And it's not going to be a stick of butter and coffee, if I can say. Could you imagine that? I mean, here you're clogging it up.
You're not going to be free from
disease.
Here's
all the caffeine. Now let's try to push that blood through that artery we just clogged
up
with all
scary.
The buttery. Yeah,
that's
scary. It is.
So we're going to get into foods for medicine, you know, foods is medicine next, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all the things that we learn at the conferences, and
back to learning how to read labels.
We're doing label reading next.
We are, because
that's confusing
it's
to people.
Yeah, it is.
One is what to eat, because people think that this is about taking stuff away when it's putting stuff on your plate.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what you think. It's
and
not
I
dieting.
Thought about that too in the beginning, you know, like, oh man, I'm going to miss this, or I'm going to miss that. I don't even remember what those foods were.
What
because
did you eat
we
this week?
Eat everything.
What did you eat this week?
My gosh, I everything.
Start with last night.
Potato last night.
Pizza, sushi.
I had pizza, soup. Sushi. We had soup this week.
Sweet potatoes. Cupcakes.
I had cupcakes.
Frosting.
With chocolate frosting on. And I mean, this is all plant-based, no oil kicking butt, still have energy.
This is...
nothing but good food.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why we get so pumped up that we're volunteering our time to let everybody know there's a better way to go about this. You just need to learn how. I don't want to keep hearing people talking about getting healthy. I want to keep seeing people getting healthy.
Exactly.
Because this is what the world needs to see. I say it all the time. Be the inspiration the world needs to see. Because when you start thinking about feeling good and people start, well, we talk about it like the highway to health and, you know, envisioning your destination, it's just awesome.
It is awesome.
This is what I'm grateful
for.
It
revs people up.
That's why we're revved up.
I'm telling you.
The sick
really
care system
it.
Blows. It's not getting any better.
It's terrible.
It's, I mean, we need doctors, we need medicine, we need surgeries, we need this, but we need more people to know what healthy is and how to do it and how to prevent and reverse these gosh darn diseases. We've got heart disease as the leading killer. Mm. We've got diabetes as rampant. And when you Google, can you reverse diabetes? I'm bent that it doesn't go, yes.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of,
so know. For all of you out there, yes.
You can make it a little better living. You know, it doesn't really get to the point. Yes. Yeah, you can.
We learned years ago at T. Colin Campbell when we took those courses. Mm-hmm. It was mind-blowing when they started talking about how the research gets out there and how much that stuff is funded by the industry for the information that you get even on the internet.
Totally.
Not I mean, cool.
It is almost hard to find the right stuff, even if you can. Mm-hmm. And there's so much noise out there. People are like,
we want to unconfuse
the
people.
The lucky people show up at Plantspiration and we help them unconfuse them.
Not only. You know? Well, first of all, I'm already waiting to get to the health report. Is it good? Because, again, you've been like silent as a mouse. Not one word out of your mouth.
No. I'll get to the...
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Tell me something fun this week that happened for you.
I don't know. I mean, are you kidding, man? Bouncing on the rebounder. That was fun.
I love that thing.
I love that. I'm bouncing on the rebounder and I feel like more energetic.
You sound better.
I feel better.
You just look like you feel better.
I do.
10 minutes on the rebounder. So you know I did like all this research. I can bring that up too.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I'm a research.
We're crushing it.
Let me see if I brought that
I
research.
I feel great.
Up. The research for the rebounder stuff, because I can see, here is a great example. I could see all the information on the internet. People are talking about you can reverse osteopenia. You can, you know, it's great for your lymphatic system.
Yeah,
it's
for
great
sure.
for energy. It's
circulation,
great for
here, everything. Mm.
I didn't realize. Oh, I've had that rebounder from 1983 in the basement for our whole life. I would bounce on it a little bit, and then I would think like, oh, my knees.
Yeah.
I shouldn't do this. My knees are in pretty bad shape. So immediately I was worried about that. That's that cognitive dissonance that gets in your head. Like, we shouldn't move or we shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
Rebounding actually increases bone density and has been shown for osteopenia reversal because it creates weight-bearing impact, which stimulates osteoblasts, the bone-building cells.
Yeah, it's just not like landing on a hard floor.
I cannot jump.
Or
that
jogging
does cause a problem
or running
with
like
my knees.
That, it's a lot easier on your knees.
It's a gentle gravitational pull. There's so many benefits. You know what? I'm not even going to waste my time talking about it.
Or yours.
You can
go out and get
research. And you can say when you research, here's a great way that I would say, write in your search box, show me the research for rebounding and the effects and the benefits of rebounding. Always start with like, show the research or show me the research behind rebounding. Mm-hmm. It's powerful and empowering when you know this stuff.
Yeah.
It's so beneficial that I was like, get one of these in here, get us a new one and let's start going. I have been bouncing my ass off.
That's
I
great.
Love it. I feel great.
It's awesome. I was bouncing on the old one and then it's like,
listen to this.
This thing's going to break. That thing is so old. Get a new one.
NASA conducted a landmark study on astronauts who experienced bone loss in zero gravity. They found that rebounding effectively restores lost bone mass and is one of the best weight-bearing exercises for preventing osteoporosis. Give me two because I showed signs of I have osteoporosis.
Yeah.
Or I showed signs of it at 40.
Yeah.
Or 27.
26 or 27, I remember. He's like, by
the
time you're
shape.
40, you're going to need new replacement knees.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost the weight and did it. Rebounding is amazing. And I'm no rebounding expert. There's so much cool stuff out there. But boy, am I encouraging it for a lot of my members when we're talking about movement. What a great way. We've got a lot of people rebounding right now.
It's cool that something good for you is like that much fun because it's a lot of fun.
Helps the cardiovascular system. Just 5 to 10 minutes a day can dramatically increase detoxification and reduce inflammation.
Nice.
Put some plants in there like that. No wonder people are doing awesome. It's better than running. Ideal for injury recovery, arthritis, and chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of the old me. I can't. I can't hurt. I couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. That's not how bad I sounded, did I?
No.
Don't say that.
But you didn't. You weren't ready for it. Like, you were hurt, and you're always like, "I'm hurting. I'm hurt. I'm not going to be able to."
Yeah, it was. Well,
it was not. It just was.
There's a list. I have a list that's 10 pages long here of the benefits. And then, of course, I write in my notes, pair it with the Plantspiration Challenge. And, you know, we've got all these challenges every day. And it's February, by the way. Yay. Yeah,
right?
Feel the love.
I'm telling
you. And boy,
you.
Are we feeling the love. You guys are awesome.
Most certainly. I love it. Thank you very much. All your likes and comments and everything.
I did just write a letter to Myers about sponsorship. So I want to make sure to remind everybody, this episode is brought to you by Myers. They don't know it yet, but they've been bringing it to us every week. Myers brings in fresh produce every single day. Thank you, Leary, the produce manager, for telling us this. I'm grateful for our case of kale and the beautiful produce that you guys make available to me. Actually, everybody, I love Myers.
Usually, I'll say this health report is brought to you by Myers Grocery Store.
Did I blow it?
No, you didn't. But I think I'm just going to go ahead.
We're going to do the health report, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what makes someone with all the tools. That's what I wanted to mention. Like, what makes somebody with all the tools not take action?
Yeah.
And then what the fix is.
Because it's more than one thing. Like, we got like a few different things.
It can be overwhelming. Not only do people not know how to get healthy, the whole process can be overwhelming, and I want everybody to feel the love this month, and we just go and tell me now what's going on. Plantspiration health report.
The health report, yeah, people are down some weight. And
last week it was like 1,108, I remember.
Yeah, no, yes.
Last week was 1,108 is what you last...
That's right, 1,108. And... this week, we are up to 1,163.
Shut the front door again.
We're crushing it, I'm telling you.
Say that again.
1,163.
Another 58 pounds?
It's roughly in a week. Awesome. Yeah. People are kicking butt.
These people know how to get healthy.
I'm telling you.
These people know how to get healthy.
I think they're doing great here at Plantspiration.
How do you feel about how our whole life just shifted?
What do you mean?
We were at 3 o'clock whipping out the booze, you know, partying, working, complaining, gimping around because we couldn't walk or we couldn't move. We weren't active. We weren't eating. Well, we thought we were eating healthy.
I had no gumption to do it. I just didn't have it. Just, you know, just out of energy. Just didn't.
And look at what's going on today.
Didn't even know there was something different. I didn't know this life was available.
This is like my... Okay. This is a second life. I did not know this life was available. And when you say I don't know why I didn't know that life was available, what do you mean by that?
Like, you just... Until you know, you don't know. Like, it...
Like what health... What people think
like healthy
is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What did healthy mean to you?
I mean,
you?
Healthy when? Before?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, food-wise...
We were always trying to be healthy. That's a given.
We were doing it. We were trying to follow the guidelines, you know.
American Heart Association, we had.
I'm telling you, with, you know, skinless chicken breasts and ground turkey and, you know, not a lot of, you know, everything else in moderation. And, I mean, just it was
moderation. Everything in moderation.
It's just.
That's a joke.
I know. It's not even.
Misconception.
It's totally not
even helping
good
people.
Information. It's terrible.
But that's what doctors are taught.
Yeah.
Because that's a sick care system that keeps people sick. And I want to really open people's eyes up.
Well, yeah, they're
and mind
worried
up
about not having
patients.
You know, that's terrible.
We're excited to hear
1,163.
Is there
That's
any
awesome.
Other positive comments or things coming in from Plantspiration members?
Yeah, actually there were I don't have it
this
written
awesome.
Down here, but yeah, I mean, we're talking what? About down. I remember a lot on medicines and a lot with like acetaminophen, a lot of pain relievers. They're like
down.
People aren't even taking them.
This is
they
awesome.
They feel freaking great.
This
Seriously,
is awesome.
This is great.
The pumped up stuff that goes on in the group and the inspiration that everybody's given, or the one who shared the 175 pound weight loss,
wow, right?
Just that threw everybody into a loop. People drinking more water, Oh, and somebody used the greatest term this week I'd never heard. Do you remember? I was like, I'm obsessed with this.
No.
I released.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I released X amount of pounds. And I was like, look at the mindset right there.
Like, it ain't coming back.
I'm pointing to my eyes and yours who said that. Yeah. I see you. You're crushing it. I know exactly the people who are going to reach their goals.
Oh, yeah.
The mindset is just inspiring to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm moved by everybody.
People are they're saying it. It's like way more than just the food. Like I'm just clearing out my head. I'm journaling and I'm meditating and I'm just really
all that
doing great.
All you know? That woo-woo stuff that we were like,
but now it's like, woo! It really does work to clear your head and you can just deal with so much more and live healthier.
And how do you know that?
Because I do it myself.
Since when?
Since, I don't know, a while now.
It has been a while that you've been breaking out some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's been a while.
This, between us, has never been better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think while we're building this whole thing, while we're, you know, this is great. We're in here. We're talking about a business. We're talking about losing all this weight. We're talking about doing all this stuff. Yeah. What people don't realize is we're talking about getting better at all sorts of things with these tools, including our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Watching, you know, I think doing this podcast was a blessing in disguise.
Really?
Yeah, look at what you started doing. Mm-hmm. The more we were talking about people, you know, you were started really listening. First of all, you have been here for every single, we're over 350, 360 classes that we've taught. Nutrition education classes are on Wednesday night. You have been to every single one. We don't miss any. We teach every week. Oh. Saturday support group, we've been doing this for almost 5 years.
I think we're actually over 5 years.
That we've been showing up to Saturday support group. You have been there every single week, you guys. We show up for everybody at Plantspiration Talk because we get it. We know what this is like. And the more I think you started hearing people like, oh, I've been journaling or I made a vision board or I've been doing positive affirmations. You see me doing these talks and you show up to my coaching lives every Monday and Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, it's great information. I just love the excitement and the motivation. I get motivated. I get inspired by all your coaching talks.
I think you have been listening to them, not just to listen to them to say, hey, babe, great job. I think you've been listening. I see you. I'm not going to say I think. I see you actually
applying
the coaching that I've been giving you.
Yeah.
Was it weird because you
I'm just doing it. What do you mean?
You're weird? Just doing it. Weird like...
Well, I'm not
know.
Like, hey, babe, I took your advice and I'm doing...
Exactly. It's like all of a sudden I'm just noticing him saying or doing things and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's getting to this next level of self-awareness it just changes everything.
Yeah.
I've noticed that you've been happier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're always happy and we're always having fun.
Yeah.
And of course we argue and of course we have these things, but the arguments are what we talk about or what we talk about. It's just such a better communication between us, I'm noticing.
Yeah.
So I think the pressure of the podcast helped you be more self-aware about what was going on, and I felt like it was making you want to work harder on some of this stuff.
Yeah, I had to work harder.
I had to work a little harder. That is from one of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
We won't mention it. Well, you brought it up.
So, but just working, you know, not even just kind of doing it, applying it. I'm not even really thinking about it, just like,
what would you say has been your biggest growth?
I don't know. I mean, I've just been like trying to write stuff down and meditate.
Are you kind of journaling a little? You have been doing more meditation.
Yeah, that really helps. I mean, definitely writing stuff down, but then meditating and clearing out the head.
Like, I don't know if you guys can hear it in them.
So,
like, you sound better.
I feel better.
You just sound better, and I'm loving it.
Nice.
When you say that you're meditating, what is that like for you? And I guess I am kind of interviewing you because I work with people all week long, and when I say anything about meditation, I always remember the first reaction I had, which is like, could you not talk about that? That's ridiculous. So
I don't know. I'm not like, you know, on a pillow in a, next to a stream somewhere. Like,
I wish I would have taught this to the kids. Like, I wish I would have known this stuff when they were little. And I don't get hung up on that.
No, you can't.
But I mean, wish for anybody who has little ones or anything like this, if you look at the evidence of all the things I'm talking about, this is stuff we really should be teaching and bringing into our kids, is how to deal with stress management.
Yeah, not really.
I mean, people are playing Candy Crush, for goodness sakes, for stress management. And there's other ways that we should and could be learning how to handle stuff rather than avoidance. We want to be living our life and we want to be doing stuff. And I know that stuff gives off dopamine, but so does Plantspiration. We've kind of gamified our whole program, and that's why it works for so many people. Well, I just want to say I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
Our birthday's coming up in a few months.
Your coaching is great, so I'm doing better, see?
I'm really excited and proud to be turning 54, and you're going to be turning 58.
Oh, wow.
Well, the reason why I say that is because this is how people should be living, riding their bike, living longer, getting great sleep, enjoying things, you know, practicing stress management, being able to listen to people better, being more self-aware. I just want people to be really enjoying life. I talked a lot this week about positivity. You know, I talk about mindset growth mindset. And yep. I also talked about this week about sparking, you know, when people get bored of things, how to use that as an indicator that we can change things up and spark your joy. And a lot of people give up on their goals because
they give up on themselves.
They give up on themselves. That. They don't know how to get healthy. But we're doing,
or they don't have the support, or there's something.
Yeah, we did some good talks this week. I already forgot what I was going to say about it, but it reiterates the health model. People in the sick care system are not really learning how to take the best care of themselves, and they're definitely not learning how to be self-autonomous and make informed medical decisions. And I want to really bring that. So one of the big things people always ask me, or the one of the biggest things that we see, or that I see coaching, is that even when people have all the tools, when someone has all the tools and they still make excuses and they don't take action, like, what is that? What is that?
I don't know. It's,
so, you know, now is, you know, it, we're talking
cognitive dissonance?
There's a couple things that go on, and we can relate to this stuff. Mm-hmm. Self-sabotage is the number one thing people do when they've got this information. And the reason why we're talking about this, I guess, is because you hear it in the Saturday support group. They have all the information. They're all plant-based pros. Yeah, they're familiar even with lifestyle medicine. Like I said, people know you sleep better, move more, love more.
They can name them
off. They're going to get it off. They know. Self-sabotage is that subconscious, I can't do this. I'm not ever going to be able to get this down. You know, I know it'll help, but I don't have time. People say that all the time. And we were one
really
of them.
Do they say that? Right?
Well, yeah, I don't know how to meal prep. I don't know how to batch cook.
No, that's true.
You know, there's that stuff going on. So there's ways to get over that, and I'll break down like a few action things. Analysis paralysis. I talk about this all the time. We have experienced it right here in this room podcasting, dieting. Analysis paralysis is just overthinking every decision instead of taking action. So, you know, I need to find the perfect recipe is the number one thing. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, I want to get healthy, and things like, I don't have time, you know, even though I know it helps, or I need to find the perfect recipe, you're just stalling and you should get in here. Cognitive dissonance is a big one, and I need everybody to listen because we're all part of it to some degree. The mental discomfort of knowing that it works but not doing it. Everybody else isn't doing it. My doctor didn't tell me to do it. Yeah. We're not hearing it on TV. My doctor didn't tell me to do it. This is the biggest thing that stops people. And in the stores or when I run into people, as soon as I mention that it could be reversed, why isn't my doctor telling me?
Yeah, exactly. How come my doctor?
That's cognitive dissonance. You know, I believe in whole food plant-based, but I can't give up the cheese, or my doctor didn't tell me. It's there. and we want you to take action. And then people get fear of change, that comfort zone. The brain prefers familiarity over discomfort. So that's a hard one to overcome.
But no, you know, seriously.
But being sick was way more uncomfortable. Being sick was hard. It was the hardest thing I ever did. It sucked waking up. It sucked walking around. It just, my whole life being sick sucked.
Yeah, you just got to that point where this isn't comfortable. Comfortable, it's just, this is painful.
I need to do something. And then I would convince myself that mm-hmm. this was okay. Mm-hmm. They're making mannequins this size, so this must be okay.
Yeah.
They're selling clothes this big, so this must be okay. Yeah. My family was this big, so this must be okay. I don't want to say anything about my neighbors because everybody's wonderful. That was a wrong example.
But no,
if
it's just normal, if they've made all being sick and everything just normal.
I've always eaten this way. My grandfather lived to be 100, smoking cigarettes, drinking and eating burgers. Great. But that doesn't mean that it was the healthiest way he could have been living.
Exactly.
And then I'm not worried about your grandpa. I'm worried about you. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I say to people. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about you. And learned helplessness. We all get into this state of, I can't do it. It's never going to happen. My family history is
this. Man, I feel like I was kind of like that about things.
Everything. Oh, did I answer that for you?
Wait, what?
I think that relates to so many people.
Even now I catch myself.
We do.
I start with some, I can't. Wait, whoa.
It goes into that whole comfort zone. This was not comfortable to come in here and start talking about personal stuff or not doing this perfect or not looking just right because I just noticed that lighting. Ew. And then lack of self-worth. You know what I mean? That's a big one. And I was the queen of, I always fail. I failed every diet. I'm not going to lose weight. And we get stuck on that.
Just beating yourself up.
But there's a fix. There is a fix.
Plantspiration
is a fix, and I'm really proud of it. Proud of what we've done.
We're crushing it.
Taking action creates motivation, and small steps daily, which is what everybody is learning over here to do, small steps daily.
Mm-hmm.
They're not waiting for the perfect moment anymore. They're doing it, and that's what we really get through.
Exactly. The perfect moment is when you start doing it. Not waiting for the perfect moment. The perfect moment is when you do it. That's the perfect moment.
The perfect moment is not saying I'm going to do it or I'm going to try to do it. The perfect moment is saying, you know what? I'm doing it right now.
I'm doing it.
And I'm learning from my mistakes. Not listening about doing it. Not reading about doing it. But actually making that meal plan. Actually scheduling that workout. You know, doing the things that you know. That lifestyle. Mm-hmm. The stuff. That stuff right there. That's what we want to see people doing more of and getting the support and focusing on those wins. Basically, taking the small steps daily and then the accountability and support. This is why 1,168.
Yep.
I remembered
because it's so 1,163.
You know why? Because people are at Plantspiration, getting the accountability, mm-hmm. getting the support, that Saturday support group, that Facebook group. I just got to say, like, big heart for her saying that. Like, and then they'll give you a nice Facebook group, but there's nothing like this.
Seriously, where you're involved and you're actually talking to people that are doing it too. We're all in the same.
I'm going to just take a minute right here.
We're just crushing it.
I am not even going to lie. That made my day. That made me feel so good. Because I've not looked into other groups. Yeah. I've been just so like excited about what we've done. It's just genuinely we're doing it because we're having fun.
Exactly.
We're volunteering our time and my currency is getting people healthy.
Yeah. You got rich today. Because people are just so happy.
And they're doing well. And if they're struggling, they're leaving in the fast lane going, you know what? I can absolutely do this because here's a room full of people that know exactly what I'm going through.
Yep.
And they're not on some chat forum, which I didn't know was going on.
Without the full interaction of actual personal interaction.
The small steps, the fixes, the fix to that stuck moment, because everybody's like, well, I'm stuck or I don't know what to do. And I get it. But the fix is taking action, and you're doing it right now. Yep. Right now you're doing it. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Don't wait for tomorrow because you had something at lunch you shouldn't have. It's doing it right now and saying, I'm living this.
Yep.
Taking accountability and having that support is going to be golden, and no wonder everybody's so successful at Plantspiration. We're crushing it.
The perfect moment is when you're doing it.
Reframing the limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I can't. It's that I'm learning.
Yeah.
And that's big stuff.
Maybe I can't yet, but I'm learning how.
People think that these are such trivial, ridiculous, minor things, but these are the key things mm-hmm. to behavior change and the tools. And those I don't want to waste
changes
82 podcasts later talking about it. We're talking about it right now. And you're watching us do it in this podcast every week. Yep. We follow these things.
Yeah. Down to tracking your wins.
Tracking the wins. Because why?
Because the dopamine hits, like, it just keeps you going.
Why not take that drug? Those mm-hmm. hits from progress equals more action every day. But when you're listening to all that negative stuff out there, and this is what you hear me talk. He comes home and he's like, I love that talk. Yeah. I love when you tell people to turn off the news.
Yeah, just turn it
and
off.
And that, right away, somebody's going to go, now that's, you got to listen. Hey, listen.
You can get your headlines.
You can get your headlines. Like, you can do your stuff. And I say this all the time. There is a lot of discrimination. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of mental health issues. There's a lot of really bad stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot control that stuff. And being positive isn't going to make it go away. I get it. Oh, she's all happy. She's positive. She's, you know, rainbows and unicorns, somebody said to me one day, and I was like, listen to me. I hear what you're saying. Positivity isn't going to change the problems,
right.
But it is going to help us get through it. And I know that more than anybody.
It makes it a lot easier to get through.
My life has not been easy.
Mm-mm.
We're not going to talk about that in this episode. That's another day.
Not this one.
And like many people is what I'm going to say. There's many people that come from a background of, you know, everything wasn't great. But we're going to talk about the positivity is what got us through it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need more info is what I want to tell people. You don't need more info.
Mm-hmm. What do you need?
You need more action, and the tools are right here at Plantspiration. So what are you waiting for? Summer's coming. Spring is coming. I know you know about plant-based. I know that you talk about you want to get healthy, or you know that we need to eat more fruits and vegetables, but mm-hmm. do you know how much you actually need to eat to get a healthy gut biome, prevent and reverse disease? Do you know what it feels like to have all that support? This sounds like a commercial.
It should be.
I could be.
It should be. Plantspiration is where you get all that.
Plantspiration is crushing it, and we... Yep. Unconfuse you when it comes to getting healthy.
That's right. Because it just gets you on track to living your best life.
Isn't that what people want to do, is live their best life? Go out, have fun, enjoy. Eat your plants off, you guys.
Definitely. I got a quick question
for you. Yeah, let's hear it.
What's your best advice for getting back on track after falling off the wagon?
I'd rather say, like, you just got on the highway to health. You actually got a flat tire. You ended up in the ditch. So what's the best advice?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not in Plantspiration, get in Plantspiration. And my best advice when you have that moment of a flat tire, I want you to think about this. When you get a flat tire for your car, what do?
You got to get it fixed. Fix it yourself. Call to get it fixed. You got to make a call. You got to put something into action here to get...
If you don't know how to really fix it, which some people don't, I'm pointing to me.
You got to get help with your health.
You have to take action to get out of that ditch. Mm-hmm. And it can take some effort.
Yeah.
So the next thing you do when you fall off is you don't sit there thinking about, like, man, this really sucks. I blew it. I ate a potato chip, or I had something I shouldn't. How long are you going to sit there in the car just bitching about the flat tire?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm never going to make it.
Right.
Just throw the car out. I'm done. I know how that is. The best advice that I give, I'm trying not to be funny, but it's true. Double down on broccoli.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a bunch of fruit. It's like, wow, the comeback is just amazing. We've been so conditioned that when you do something wrong, you should cut your calories. You should cut back. double down. I've been leaning over this whole time. What am I doing? What is this? I got to readjust myself at the end here. I'm getting so excited. The best thing you can do is get right back into what you know. I know that eating more fruits and vegetables is going to make me feel better. I know that getting back on track is going to feel great. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to somebody you love and eat some broccoli, for goodness sakes.
Goodness sakes.
I mean, honestly, people just don't know how to get healthy, but we're really getting making it easy over here.
Heck yeah.
Is that just the only question we have?
We're just crushing it. No, we can have more.
Give me another question.
What's
we got
your
one
advice
more minute
for someone just starting your plant-based journey and feeling overwhelmed?
Get into Plantspiration.
Boom.
I mean, really, that's what we want people to know and to hear. They're not teaching nutrition education anywhere, in schools, in hospitals, you know, in medical school. We know this.
And there's so much coming at you online. A lot of programs, a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm. The reason why I want to tell you to get in Plantspiration is it's affordable. We have grants for people who can't afford it. And mm-hmm. there really is an easier way to go about this. We want to unconfuse you. We want to make it easy. We want to boost your self-esteem. We want to give you that accountability, that support.
That's right.
And we want to teach you how to keep this as a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And we make it easy for you.
Exactly.
The feedback, by the way, for the classes. No wonder people are down so much weight. After all the classes that we've taught, rolling out the Eat Your Plants Off classes has been a joy, just for the simple fact that we know what works and it shows.
Yeah.
They're blowing up.
It's awesome. People love
it. They love the recipes.
And you know what? If somebody misses a class, we can actually send them the recording.
We can, if they need. Mm-hmm. But we continue to hear that the live classes are...
Oh, you
got to
be there
like
live.
It.
It's fantastic.
John and I have a lot of fun.
We do.
We've heard we're like Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball. We've heard Sonny
hey,
and Cher. We've heard all kinds of great things.
I got you, babe.
I got you, too.
I'm telling you, we're crushing it.
We're John and Stephanie.
We're having a great time.
We're the founders of Plantspiration. Mm-hmm. We love teaching people how to cook and eat their plants off on Wednesday night. And we love being there to support you on Saturday. And I love being there for the rest of the week to show people we're not just talking about getting healthy. We're not just living this life. We're sharing it with you because we think that everybody should be the inspiration the world needs to see. We got a planet on fire. We got billions of animals being slaughtered for no reason. Mm-hmm. And we've got one of the most unhealthiest populations on the planet. Do you hear me? There's a solution. It's called Plantspiration.
That's right. Get in here.
Thank you so much, everybody, for taking the time to listen to us tonight. If you want to get riled up and get inspired and see what all the pomp is about, it's February. We're setting off the Feel the Love Challenge for February, and are we feeling it overweight.
Right.
Giveaways every week, gift cards every month. Mm-hmm. There's that gamified reward system. We're bringing it all.
Definitely. We're having a great time. You guys can, too. Now, get in here.
Get in here. And thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, drink your water, eat your plants off, and go do stuff that you love, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon. Leave your comments.
Yeah.
And John, get
Crush
us out of here.
We'll see you.
Woo! We did another one. 13.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on going.